the vein, I just want to ask Michiel beforehand. I literally did not have any time to prepare. So I was told about the shiur as this morning. So the Hajjul Tarbiyadir, I want you to understand that this is coming off the top of my head. And sometimes when a person gives a shiur, you're choshir, that people might take the Kamaisa, might take the Laloha. It's a fascinating Piskei Tshuva in Yaradeya. The Piskei Tshuva in Yaradeya talks about an Omer Mutter, when a person honestly thinks they're doing something right. So, and they're wrong, whether the Omer Mutter is considered, Shalom Aleichem, is considered a Shaygei or an Inus. So the Piskei Tshuva says that if a person goes and asks a Shaila Alocha from Echad Leilonde Yeshiva, and not me, Shemaphorus in the Piskei Aloch, he's not a Shaygig, he's not a Oinus. He's amazing because there is an intellectual honesty. He's not even being honest in asking your Shaila, he's asking it in the wrong place. So this is not Aloch Lamaisa, Bechlal. And understand that I'm sure your Rebbeim have a much better tzvisa on the Sugya than I do, but I'll at least bring certain Ha'aris into the Sugya. Okay. If you look in the Sugya, the Sugya talks about Rashi Shita, and it talks about Ger Taishim. Rashi uses a very interesting lashon. Rashi says, Umago b'yayin kosher. What exactly was Rashi addressing? He says, the Ger Taishim, the Ger cotton. I know what a Ger is. Ger is a lot more than him. We'll see in Taishim whether or not she can actually get married. The Pasha says they can. What is Rashi telling us? I ain't follow the Chiddush that the Mago behind is kosher. I want to ask you a following question. And historically, it's a very, very important question. And then we'll see halachically the question. Rus and Orpah married Machla V'Chilion. Correct? Now, let's assume the Gemara, the Lashon of the Pasuk is they nasu nashim Moavios. They married non-Jewish women. Okay. So now, let's assume that that is the case. First question. The Gemara in Bava Basra says the reason why they died was because they left Eretz Yisrael. What does that have to do with if you had to make a choice, you're Zoycha to live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not, but I'd like to think, even though kilo and lo eloka, so nice, I hope that if you had a choice of Einshim, whether the Einish is because a person lives, is married to Nashim Moavios, or whether or not a person lives in Chutz Laaretz, why would the Gemara choose living in Chutz Laaretz? That's Ashkafa Kasha. Oh, they say Halacha Kasha. Ploni Almoni was the rightful Yerush. In comes Boaz and says, wait. You can't take the Yerusha unless you marry Rus. Now, let's deal with it. The Gemara in Yevamos is very clear. Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is learned out from the discussion between Rus and Ami. So, Rus was going through Geirus after she was already married to Machlo. So, I wanted to make it into today's day story. Let's think of it this way. Somebody's married to a non-Jewish lady. He passes away. And the Gadol Hadar comes and says, by the way, unless you marry this non-Jewish woman who went through Geirus now, who at the time she was married to the cousin, it was the non-Jewish woman was married to the cousin, she's a chelik of the Yerusha. What do you mean? They weren't married. Why in the world did Boaz say to Ploni Almoni, the only way you're getting this karka is if you marry Rus? Doesn't seem right. And if you look at Rashi al-Navi, it wasn't. What do I mean? Rashi's bothered by Naomi says to Rus, she says to Rus, hold on one second. You know what? Even if I would have a child now, would you really wait in order to marry that child? In fact, Rashi Akasha. One of the Suri Erva is Eishes Ach Shalohaya Balam. That why is Naomi saying to Rus, you can wait in order to marry this child? You're not going to wait. Even if Rus says yes, she's also to. Rashi's bothered by that in Al-Anah. To answer all these questions, Rashi's tarot says they really weren't married. Well, if they really weren't married, And therefore, it's not a problem of Eshach Shara El Balamo. So then what was Boaz doing? You know, it's one part seems to make the other part much more difficult. So I want to tell you a pshat that I want to learn, which will tie into our sugya, very much into our sugya. If you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says that they actually went through Geirus. Rus and Arpa went through Geirus before they married Machlon Vakilian. They went through Geirus. If they went through Geirus before they married Machlon Vakilian, so then how do we learn Kabbalah Samitzis out from... How do we learn out the Kabbalah Samitzis from the discussion between Rus and the Ami? So the Zohar says they went through Geirus the second time. There was a first Geirus. Yes?
I apologize. Who's Rus? Who's
Naomi?
Who's
Machlon
Vakilian?
Who's Boaz? Okay, so let's start at the beginning of the story. The beginning of the story was the story of the David HaMelech's grandparents. David HaMelech's great-great-great-grandmother was a woman by the name of Rus. Rus and Orpah married two men named Machlon Vakilian. They married, and soon after they had married, which the Navi seems to imply that they were not Jewish at the time, Nashim Moavios, then Machlon Vakilian died. Naomi, who was the mother of Machlon Vakilian, said, at that point in time, she had lost all her money. It's a very important lesson for us in Chutz Laretz. Basically, according to the Mefarshim, Machlon Vakilian were quite wealthy. They got tired of the Aniyim asking them for money, so they fought. They figured they'd move out of town to be able to be left alone. In the end, that did not work out the way they had hoped, and they became destitute. Rus was then left with her past mother-in-law, and Rus, then the mother-in-law, if you go through the Navi, through the Megillah, Rus eventually was proposed a shidduch to Boaz. Boaz pointed out and said, point, stop. There's somebody by the name of Ploni Almoni who is much closer, who is more, who's a closer relative, and therefore he should be the Yairish and do what we refer to as Yibum. And that was the discussion that we were just talking about, how did Boaz, why would Boaz offer Rus to be, why would Boaz, the Gadol Ador, be doing Yibum on a relative who went ahead and was married to a non-Jewish woman? On that we are explaining from the Zohar that they actually went through Geirus beforehand. So just to make it a little bit interesting, we'll point for a moment. The Gemara also says a fascinating story. So why did Ploni Almoni say no? So the lashon of the pasuk is pen ashches es nachalosi. That maybe my nachal, my yerusha will be destroyed. This will fit into our piskei halacha. So the first will explain what happened, and you actually have a Gemara later. Ploni Almoni was a talmid chacham. Boaz was the gadol hador. Boaz paskin that moavi velo moavia, which means the iser to marry is only, and geirus is, you cannot have geirus from a Moavi, but a Moavi is mutter. Therefore, Boaz paskin was mutter. Ploni Almoni penashka says nachalasi, the Mefarshim say, because maybe, you know what, Boaz, you're the Gadol Dor now, but maybe later in another door, they'll come along and they'll paskin that a Moavi is also aser. Therefore, I'm afraid. In fact, the Gemara records a story later that there became a huge machlokes in the Beis Medrash as to whether or not David HaMelech was really fit. Because David HaMelech came from Rus, who came from Moab. So the Gemara records, I forgot who it was, pulls out a sword and says, Kol Aimer, Kach Mekuvlani, Mevizdinashur, Shmuel, Ramasi, Moavi, Velo Moavia. And anybody who disagrees with me, I'll kill him with a sword. So I remember my Rebbe of Klef said, this is the way we pass from Shailas. As Lamai says, we can ask a Shaila here, and there'll be a Machlekes in the Beis Medrash. And okay, we'll pull it out. He goes, what's this whole thing about pulling out a sword? What's going on? Kach Mekuplani. So this is a fascinating Yisoy. Quoted, said it over B'Shem the Briskarov, that a father, it's not every door can keep on changing. He says, there's a concept called Torsha Balpeh. And if a Sanhedrin malicious hagos is passed in a certain way, then a person has a din of a Zaken Mamre. He says, once something has become a kubel, as the Bezdina Shoshrumu Aramasi, there was no one arguing on Shmuel Aramasi at that point in time, then it's non-debatable. Boaz, if it was just Boaz, and the Gadol Hador came and passed in one way, so Enachanami, Rabbi Moshe could pass in one way, and it's Shaykh that Shlomo Zalman later passed differently, can be Rabbi Yashin passed differently than that. It's Shaykh that there could be a Chalukai Deis. But if there was a haskama of the Bezdin of Shmuel Aramasi, so what the point of the sword was, because otherwise we're going to constantly be debating it. He's saying, then you're arguing on the chefs of Kol Torah Shabbal Peh. And then therefore it was Makubal, it was never debated again. For all of history afterwards, it was Makubal, this was the final psak. And there's a shaila that perhaps that's what existed between the Amoraim and the Tanaim. There's a siyum of the Mishnayis, so therefore an Amar can't argue on a Tana. There's a siyum of the Amoraim, so therefore the Ga'inim and the Rabban and Savroi cannot argue on them, because there became a certain heskim of what is considered the chefs of Torah Shabbal Peh. But that's a much longer shir. Let's get back to, are we good? We can get back to where we're up to. So now, we are quoting a Zayah that seems to indicate that there was a two-step Geirus. This was not the only time this ever happened. And this will help for us for our sukkah. Let me read to you a Rambam. Al yala al daitcha sheshimshon ha-moshiyas Yisrael o shlom ha-melech shenikri yedidei nosu noshin ha-chris begidusim. Don't ever think that anybody, don't anybody think that Shimshon married Delilah while she was non-Jewish. Or that Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro when they're not Jewish. Those stories I can leave. So don't think that anybody, don't have anybody think that that was the way the story went down. Now I have to tell the story differently. Because you all knew that story, but that one you didn't know. The Rambam says that's not the story. They all did get married. They all went through Geirus. The Rambam says, "Ela soda davar kachu kishabo kishamitzvah nechona kishiyava ger giyoros leiskayet bot kenacharov." You check. Shema beglal mamon sheyitol b'shoshrar sheyiskala. Oh, the pachad balikaras tadas. You have to check what their impetus is. And since they all married in order to get into the malucha, and it's an unbelievably important Rambam. At the time of David HaMelech, they were not makabel geirim. Because the Rambam says, because we were always afraid that they were coming for the purposes of joining, because everybody wants to join on with a winner. So therefore, we don't think that it's really truly altruistic. You have a person became a ger, the marshal, during World War II, you didn't need Rus, the army, to push Rus away during World War II. You knew what she was coming to L'Shem Shemayim. The point was, but at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, at the time of David HaMelech, people would have thought that they would do it b'chlal, b'choy shalom. He says, we have to be afraid that they're coming. So the mistake that both Shimshon and Shlomo made, they thought they were marrying Bas Melochim. They thought of Bas Melech, why would a Gersha Bas Melech want to marry Sowar HaMelech? But they didn't understand the mindless and the godless of being a Bas Melech to the Borei Olam. And then therefore they didn't realize that even they were being Magayr L'Shem Davar Acher. And therefore the Rambam says that they were Magayr L'Shem Davar Acher. There was not a true Kabbalah Samitzvah. Okay, so let's go back to the Zohar. So the Zohar says that since you're Magayr L'Shem Davar Acher, there's a chisar in your Kabbalah Samitzvah. But nevertheless, it is, let me read to you the Lashon of the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is Bafil Chozav Oyver Avodah Zarah Hari Kisro Meshumed Shekidushav Kedushim Mitzvah Laharchazar Avedaso Bayacha Shetavel Nasa Kisro. The Lashon of the Rambam in other places is Yatzim Achlal Akum. Rus and Arpa lost the din of Akum even though they were Magayel Hashem Davar Acher. at least according to Shitas HaRambam. Therefore, the Kiddushin of Machlan Mechilin was Chal. But they still had a Chisorin in the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Since they still had a Chisorin in the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, they had to go through a second Geirus. And the second Geirus, therefore, created the din of Kedusha, gave them the second din in which they were able to, the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs gave them the second din in which they were then able to choose Mutter to Boaz. And therefore there was no tying on Boaz. Now the Rambam paskins that Shlomo Melech and Shimshon were allowed to remain married to them, despite the fact that it was L'shem Davar Acher. Now it's going to get a little bit difficult. I'm going to go through the Cheshbon. I might lose one or two people, but we're going to try. So now, how do we answer Rashi? If we're going to now say that they were Taka married to Rus and Arpa, Malach and Bekir were married to Rus and Arpa, so then how is Naomi allowed to offer Rus to say, if I would have a child, back to Rashi's question, Gershon is, back to Rashi's question, you have a problem of Esus actually Abalamu. So I want to tie it like this. I think the Rashi would get set over the granat in Shir Chloe.
This year?
Okay. Basically, the Lachaira the Teretz is like this. Gershon is Gai Kakot and, which would mean that when she goes through Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, there's a new din called Gershon is Gai. But Gershon is Gai is very important. If a ger comes in to Geirus, and he comes and he says, I owe Center $10,000. He goes through Geirus, and then he comes, Gershon's guy caught Shinola dummy, I don't know the money. Do you think that works? I don't think that works. The Gemara brings down that there's a machloikas amaroyim, whether or not you're yotze the mitzvah of puravu with children that were born when you're a guy. Gershon's guy, I'm not even related to them. And I'm yotze the mitzvah puravu. What shot? In what is the mechanics of Gershon Iskariah Kachon Oladam? If we understand the mechanics, we'll explain. I believe you'll be able to explain this split in Rus and Orpah between Rus, how she was mutter, but nevertheless was zakum. Terence is the way I understood, the way I was mazed with the Granat. The Granat has the following question, if I recall correctly. The Shita Mikubetzis in Bava Metzia says that brings down the Gemara. The Gemara says that Klaius were tzoikin aliske arayis. After Matan Torah, Klaius were all crying about the fact that before Matan Torah they were married within the family. After Matan Torah came, they can no longer marry within the family. So the Shita Mikubetzis says, Gershon is a guy. We were all gerim at Har Sinai. Gershon is a guy, kakon shenoladam. So the way I explained what the Granat said was very simple. Before every ger, why is it Gershon Iskayer? The Rabbein Avram Ager, I think it was, had asked the Rambam, how does he daven Shmon Esrei? Elokeinu v'elokei Avoseinu, elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchak, elokei Yaakov. Can he say that? So the Rambam says yes. Why? Because every year beforehand, his father's name was Billy Bob, and his mother's name was Mary Sue. Or his name was Frank and Betty. Well, Betty's a Jewish name. Well, whatever the other name was. Now, when he goes through Geirus, he changes his Yichus. Yichus Yisroel means you are no longer Nisyaches to Billy Bob, but you're Nisyachas to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. No longer Mary Sue, but you're Nisyachas to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Yidin at Har Sinai, what was their Yichus before? Their Yichus was Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Geirus that happened there couldn't create Gershon as Geir, because there was no change in Yichus. Since there was no change in Yichus, they remain the same. There's no mechanics for Gershon's Gai. That's the way I understood the Granat. The Granat is saying that Gershon's Gai is because you're changing your Yichus. You can't change your Yichus. Our Yichus preceded Matan Torah. We got a certain aspect of Kedusha, but our yichus did not change. So the Mebeil is like this. If we say that a person leaves Yatzim Mechal Akum of a Kedushas Yisrael Oba, he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so then Mebeil, he may no longer have his initial yichus, but the new yichus doesn't come about. So in Memela, therefore, there was an aspect of Gershon Hizgayim in which they're not related any longer. There was Gershon Hizgayim, but it will not remove the problem. It will not remove the mummies. And if you go through the whole sugi of Yesh Zika, there's a Kenyan mummies that exists through Zika. It's not just a Kenyan Isser, it's not just a relationship, there's an actual Kenyan Mammonis that exists. If people want to go through that, that's the reason why, even though it's a Chiyuvei Lav, it's correct, a certain number of Kedushin is not Typhus, because there's an actual Kenyan Mammonis that exists. Kenyan Mammonis is not Mufka through Gershon Hizgayim. What time is it? Okay. So now, coming back to Asuya. Therefore, the understanding that I have on Rus and Arpa is the following. Rus and Arpa, and this is the Lashon of the Zohar, Aliyah, that's why we don't find a change in name. Rus and Arpa was their Yiddish amendment. The Zohar says they were Magayer before they ever married Machum Akilin. Therefore, since they were Magayer before they were ever married Machum Akilin, therefore the Kedushin is Typhus. We still allow that a Gershon's Gayer to be Mafkia. The second Geris will be Mafkia, the Ishus that exists to a Machal Vekilian in order to remove the Isuri Erva, but the Kinyan Mominis will still remain, and therefore it was Zokah, and that's why Boaz comes in and says it's dependent on the Karka. Now we understand. He's saying it's all one Yerusha, so one Kinyan Karka. Okay. It's important for us to understand, and I believe that's the pshat while we read Megillas Esther, Megillas Rus on Shavuos, because Kedushas Yisrael and Kabbalah's mitzvahs are inseparable. I can come along and tie it through a geirus of Mila and Tvila, you can be Yotzim Echlal Akum. But Kedushas Yisrael is totally 100% dependent on Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's what Kedushas Yisrael is, and that's where the Gershon Hizgayim could come.
What is that status?
That what?
What is that intermediate status?
What is that intermediate status? The Lashon of the Rambam is like this. Ho'ol umol v'tovol yotze mechlal ha'goyim. They're no longer goyim. V'choishin lo achi zvartat tzidkuso. They're not nit goyim anymore, but they're not Kedushas Yisrael. They're in between. Oh, so Kedushas is Typhus. We see that. And your question as to whether you can marry them? Okay. I'm going to try my best to remember this. The answer as to whether you can marry them is like this. Duch Sekmir, there is a Rav Chaim. The Gemara talks about if a person gives is Makadish his Shifcha. And the Gemara says that if a person is Makadish his Shifcha, it'd be a dua that he was Meshacharim. So the Rishonim have two terutzim to it. One question is even if you gave him a Get Shifcha, you need a Tefillah. So how can you be Makadish the Isha without the Tefillah? So some Rishonim hold that the second Tefillah is not Makif. That's some of the Rishonim. The Rambam over here in Hilchos Issur Rabbi is clear that the second tefillah is menatarim. Others Rishonim say that Seder is not makif. You can have the tefillah before the Nesinas Haget. The Rambam holds the Seder is makif. Reb Chaim is medayik. So Reb Chaim is medayik that Kedusha, like we are saying in this Rambam, once you yotze mechlal akum, Kedusha could be typhus even before the tefillah. Because the Kedushas Yisrael is not... I'm not advocating here. I don't want the Rosh Yeshiva to invite me back. Obviously, I'm not telling you, okay, guys, now I have a great shidduch for you. She's partially Jewish. No, but that's not what I'm saying. Avada, but will the Kedushin be typhus? According to Reb Chaim, the Kedushin is typhus. And that's the way we're learning what happened with Machal Bekilyin. Now also your Shaila, fascinating Shaila, was here in Eretz Yisrael, in which now we're saying Mila Tfila brings you out of Yatz Machal Akum. What does Mila alone bring you out of? If you only had Mila, what's your status? There was a huge machlekes in Europe, here in Eretz Yisrael, with a Rav Asher Lemel and Rav Shradron, I think it was, as to they had a Ger Shemol Velo Tavol. He hadn't healed yet. What he does for Shabbos Kodesh? Because the halach is Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misam. So in the Remela, what should he do? Should he keep Shabbos? Well, he's already partially gone through Geirus. Should he not keep Shabbos? So the Lamaisa should he violate the Shabbos? Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misam. So how do you balance it? And that was a big machlokes. Some Paiskim Taka held that he should taka b'machal Shabbos. Some came up with a chat that he should wear tzitzis. If I'm a choyev, then memela. If I'm a yisrael, so then memela. Then it's not a mosui. If it's taka, if you're wearing woolen and you're wearing your woolen tzitzis with the thing, it's constantly. If it ain't l'shem mitzvah, it's a mosui. So the Mimela, if others come up with a cheshbon that you should do it, pachas make a shir, because there are no shirim la'akum. Others came up with a cheshbon of an interesting chab. By an akum, what is the lashon pasuk that says akum sheshavas? Yomam v'layla lo yishbosu. By an akum, the day precedes the night. By us, the night precedes the day. So some came up with an eight to do malacha Friday morning and do malacha Matzei Shabbos. So he was never over an Akum Sheshavas, but on the other hand, he was never Machal Shabbos. Others learn that there's some that say that it's that you could tackle just keep Shabbos because there's the Rambam used a lashon that's only mikoyach another das. There are different terutzim to it.
Let him just not be Machal Mitzvos.
Let him not be Makal Mitzvahs. What? If that's a chelek. And, no, what's that? First of all, I want to be Ma'am Medir. Very important. This chelek that I'm making is not, we're learning in the Rambam. Most person, I'm not necessarily with this. That's why I'm saying, be very careful not to go to this halacha
l'maaseh. They were Makal Mitzvahs. Who?
Was
Shimshon and Shlomo? They did Geirus without
Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Pashas is they did
Kabbalah Mitzvahs,
but the Lashon of the Rambam.
What? Yus also was Makabbalah Mitzvahs.
In the first time,
right? The first time.
In the first time, she was Makabbalah Mitzvahs, but there was a Hisarn in the Kabbalah Mitzvahs because it wasn't L'shem Shemayim according to the Zohar. The Kabbalah Mitzvahs was really the L'shem Davaracher. It really wasn't.
I'm afraid we look at it. There wasn't Kabbalah Mitzvahs. It was Geirus without Kabbalah
Mitzvahs. It was Geirus without Kabbalah Mitzvahs. That's the Chari with the Rambam. And if you look, listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. I'll read. Hol v'tavul Gershel Batka Achrov Osher Lo Dira Mitzvahs for Anshin Umol v'tavul Vnei Shlosha Et Yaitis Haru Ger. But I feel annoyed if she feels that we're achum is kai. Hol mo v'tavul Yatz Mechalach Mechoy Shol Achi Svarsh Et Kuso. That's a kusso. But feel chazer v'ayved avodah zara aruch yeshua mishum et shekedushim kedushim mitzvah lahachzer abidosah ma'achar shetavah v'nasa ki Yisrael lefikoch kimu shimshon shalman ishaseh. Shimshon Shlomo's wives fit this criteria. They were Oyver Avodah Zarah, and that was clear. Bas Paro is still Oyver Avodah Zarah. He says, Ba'aba Bishin is Gala Soidon. Which the Lashon Soidon says, Gala, what really was in it? It wasn't a true L'shem Shemayim. That's L'chari with the Pshat. That's what he means in his Gala Soidon.
Why did he need a new tefillah? Why can't he just do a couple of sentences?
Why did he need a new tefillah? Delilah. It doesn't say that she had another tefillah. A shifcha is a different din. A shifcha, because their whole kedusha is only halfway. So a shifcha, most geiris is one shot. Shifcha basically splits it into two. So the Ram, some Rishonim hold they don't. The Ram holds it does. This is an akuda. Since there was a chisaron in your Kabbalah mitzvahs, it split the geiris in half. The geiris is cut in half. Now you bring back the Kabbalah mitzvahs. It doesn't necessarily mean that Rosh Hashanah had another tefillah. Rus had another chelik of her geiris, which was the Kabbalah's mitzvahs that give her this Kedushas Yisrael.
Did Shlomo have children from the Bas Parah? Or would the child be considered?
Did Shlomo have children from Bas Parah? I don't know, but L'chayra, they would have...
Are they children?
No, I don't know if they were Negeris.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, okay, no. They, okay, so if we use the Granat, if I recall correctly, I apologize, okay? I'm trying.
I'm fine.
If I recall, the Granat was also coming to answer the Shita of Rebbeinu Tam, correct? That there's a Shita to Rishonim, that whole, that what, am I right? Because I haven't seen the Granat in 15 years, so I'm more than happy for you to tell me what he said. If I recall correctly, he's coming to answer that there are some Rishonim that hold that Akam Avor Bas Yisrael has, still requires a Mila L'Shem Geiris. That he has a certain Kedushas Yisrael, and would he require a tefillah to the girl? If it's a girl, a girl requires a tefillah. No, because the lemaisa is, the big kasha is, you see that on one hand he doesn't have full Kedusha, on the other hand we paskin that his opinion of Ben. So there is, this is where the Granat holds this middle.
Saying that
the what?
It says they're able to this kind of their applied thing.
Yes, in this kind, that doesn't necessarily. Would they need a form of Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Perhaps they would need a form of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Okay, in terms of Rashi, let's go back to our sugya now. There's no real Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Rashi's bothered by what did the Mila and Tvila do? Rashi says, Magun, they're not Akum. They're Yotzim Achlal Akum. If the Magi Yain, it's kosher. That's how Rashi was expressing. Now, Nachanami, they're getting married. But how did Rashi give the spitz pshat that they're no longer an Akum? The spitz pshat is the way it says, Magun Yain is kosher, they're no longer goyim. Do they have Kedushas Yisrael? We can debate that. Whether it's the Rabbanan according to Tosfos, whether it's according to Rashi, maybe they're right. But the aside principle is that the Yotzim Mechal Akum. That was basically...
You see that the Lila was still being able to be the Zara.
The what?
You see the Lila was still being able
to be the Zara. And he said, and the Ram said they were still able to be the Zara.
Why would he be a problem with Yain Esach then?
Oh, that's done. They would have a problem with Yain Esach.
So then why is Mahag of Yain Kosher?
I'm talking about Ger Cotton. Ger Cotton is still doing mitzvahs.
I understand, but you're saying that the status of a Ger Cotton is the status of...
No, the status of Ger Cotton, it's their cotton. No, because he's Yisrael. I'm a Yid. A Yisroel Meshubin makes Yain Yain Esach. It's a good kasha whether Bizman is there, that's true.
But I'm saying, if the Ger Katan is missing the Kabbalah's mitzvahs.
Yeah, but he's not an Oivin Avodah Zarah.
He's Yisroel Meshubin.
No.
No,
but he's not an Oivin Avodah Zarah.
He'd be Oivin Avodah Zarah. It would be mine.
No,
he's saying so, but that level of Yadis doesn't require
But to be able to create Yain Esach is a Chash Nisuch.
Why is no chash nisuch? If I could be a yid without Kabbalah,
because he's a cotton, because he might, he's being noig mitzvahs, he's got das, he's got bezdin there. He might not as a gavra have been makabal mitzvahs.
But Gufa Rashi's vart is that without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, we have this first level of yid,
correct.
Which that level of yadis does not require you not to be avodah zarah.
Correct.
So how does that make you waste
not the ikaradin? If an akum, because that's really where the shayla comes about. If you have a goy, not an akum, not an oivin kachovim, a goy, his mago is only osir because of vinosayin. His meikaradin, there's two dinim. There's chashash nisuch, and then there's vinosayin. So there's a whole different aspect. If a person is not an oivin avodah zarah, but is not noig biyahadus, and that Rav Avadya has a whole truth on it. You know, L'chayra, even if you have a fry yid, because Machal Shabbos before Hesia, why do you have to be choishish that he's not going to Buddha? Well, maybe, you know, but most of them aren't going off to Buddha. So then why are we choishish? Why is there a din stam yenim on them? So that's Vidam Chasna. So Rav Avadya has a whole tshuva. Is there really an Isra Chasnus on somebody who's taka totally fried? Because if there isn't, it might not, once again, I'm not recommending Shaduchim to you guys for somebody who's totally fried. But if there's no Isser to marry somebody that's totally fried, Meikra Adin, so then why is there an Isser on the Yayin? So if I is Macharish Tataka, there might be an Isser. But in this circumstance, we've got them out of din akum, so they're not the din akum din. But on the other hand, they're not the same kedushas Yisrael.
I want to tell you. I'll just end with a story that I had this chus of driving somebody by the name of Renata Greenblatt. Renata Greenblatt was a Talmud Muvuk of Rav Moshe, and he was telling. He said over. It was a long time I spent with him. He said he had spent years with Rav Moshe, and he only told me one out of the two. He said I only saw Rav Moshe get upset twice. But I think I'm going to tell you a story that Rav Moshe's grandson told me, and Rav Nata actually corroborated the story. Rav Moshe, before I tell you Rav Nata, my friend was an aina called Rav Moshe, and we were playing. He was playing football outside of Rav Moshe's window, and he got a little labedik, and got a little bit more labedik, and a little bit more labedik. And Rav Moshe heard him from outside the window, sends down a shliach to him and says, Avi, when you're done playing football, learn, come upstairs to learn. Avi knew exactly what Rav Moshe meant. So he continued playing football. Rav Moshe didn't stop from playing. They came upstairs. Rav Moshe sat down and learned with him. And Avi's sitting spilkas the entire time, but he's learning Rav Moshe. After they're done, after about a half hour, Rav Moshe goes, Avi. He goes, I've been tired. So he goes, Zaidi, ich bin a balkas. I have kas. And I have to work on it. So Rav Moshe looks at him and he says, and where do you think you got it from? So, not to say in all the years you saw twice. He said he had that. He said in all the years you saw twice Rav Moshe get upset. One of them was this following story. Rav Moshe was involved in a din tayra, and it was a huge machlokes amongst the Bali Dinim. And the Bali Dinim just didn't want to listen. Rav Moshe spent so much time on it that finally Rav Moshe just got upset. He said, Rav Moshe was white as a ghost. Picks up the phone and he says, do you understand how much of my time you're taking? And do you understand how much tayra you're being mavatal? And I cannot be moichel you. Because it's not my tire, it's God's, Klal Yisrael's tire. And he hangs up the phone. He says, Rav Moshe didn't talk that way. He said, but that was, we all have something that we value, and we all have something that sometimes we get frustrated about. We all have values. Oyev kesef, lo yisba kesef. Those who love money will never become satiated by it. If I asked you to pick somebody who personifies oyev kesef, lo yisba kesef, who would you pick to personify it? You would say Bill Gates, Donald Trump. You'd pick your numbers, people who have got more money than you can ever imagine, and you would say oyev kesef, one who loves kesef, lo yisba kesef. Who does the Gemara choose for that example? Gemara Machis. Brings Moshe Rabbeinu. Brings Moshe Rabbeinu as the Ayat Kesef, where he is for Kesef. Because Moshe Rabbeinu built the Ayat Miklat even though they weren't yet ready to work. The Gemara is telling us an unbelievable Zisayat. We all have a currency. We all have something that we deal with. Something that is of value. To Rav Moshe was his time. His time in his Limud HaTorah was of utmost value. Ayin kesef lo yisba kesef. Ara avoida. And the emphasis, I started off about living in Eretz Yisrael versus living in Chutz Laretz. You have a time here in Eretz Yisrael that you're zoichet to be able to deal with true currency. In America, we're running around with all these mishagas that are always bombarding us and all the challenges. Appreciate the zaman that you have as Bachram or as Yom Galayit in which you're able to live in a place that has Elohim is there all the time. And that you could turn around and realize the true value of Kesef. What is Ayat Kesef? What is a true value? Appreciate it each and every day that you have the Schus. Because in Mir Tashem, when you become older,
and all the other daigas come in, you'll then have that taiva again and say, when was I, when I'll be able to be zoich, to be able to reach that point, to be able to learn benachas, to be able to be an oivet Hashem, to be able to daven, daven shachris, not running to a Kabbalah bus off to a mini, you don't have time. Because as Rav Moshe said, the most valuable thing to Rav Moshe was his time. But if you really think about it, it is the most valuable thing that we all have. And appreciate it and cherish it. You should be zoicha to be able to be a source of nachas to all your rebbeim and to Rosh Hashanah.